Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So I know I bored you with this guy at the beginning of the show before we got in here, but I'm opening it up again with the how to open up a bottle of wine with the how to videos. Here it is. Let me turn that up for you. He's throwing everything at his cabinet. All right, yeah, it's not going to translate.
But you know what? I think a lot of people have seen these videos. I had seen one of them. I didn't realize there was a series. But you said Carla hates them.
Carla, I said, you got to come over and look at this. This is hysterical. And I'm looking at the how to make breakfast video. And they've been around for quite some time. They have millions of views on YouTube. And I'm watching this. And Carla saw the first time he broke the egg and left the eggshell in the pan and turned around and went upstairs. And I was very, very, very embarrassed.
See, it's you know what it is?
Now he's making a how to make a quarter pounder. Let's listen.
All right. Okay.
Put an egg in, another egg.
The audio is remarkable.
That's okay. Great.
They don't translate. They don't translate. I'm sorry. I am addicted to these, but when he drags the knife between his toes when he's putting the mustard on the quarter pounder, that's when I stepped off.
I very much enjoyed the making a Krispy Kreme donut where he poured vodka in it over his foot.
Yes.
I mean, when you actually drizzle the vodka on your foot.
And his knees, he reaches into the toilet to get a... I don't know who's the author, but Rofo, that's a mission for you. You must
seek
out
this man.
Because really, when you add up these views, one of the views, 1,900,000. That's what one of these has. Most of them are well over a million. Some of them are over 3 million, and truly magnificent when you look at that.
These people have...
Yes.
Two things at play at this. First of all, I think the reason that Carla doesn't like it is the reason most women won't. It's Three Stooges-styled comedy. And
is
women
it?
Don't like the Three Stooges.
It's over Three the top. Stooges?
Yeah, oh, it's absolutely. Over the top. It's slapstick. Yeah.
It's essentially, Curly, yeah. It's Mo.
Yeah, and the other thing is the funniest thing that I'm thinking of is the video is funny, but what's really funny is some tight-ass suburbanite that really does want to know how to make breakfast.
Yeah. And he puts up, when he puts up on YouTube, somebody goes there, and I do a lot of cooking with YouTube where I'll say, hey, how do they make that? And I like to look at videos. It's I'm a visual person like most guys are. And if you're looking for these, it's How To Basic with a capital H, capital T, capital B.
We'll put
B.
it up on our Facebook
and
page.
It's very, very interesting, and I don't know how many there are. The very late. Now, there's another one. Apparently the guy is called, is it Jeff the Killer? Now, I don't know if there's a ripoff. If they're really popular, you're going to get ripoffs, and you get people that rip them off. Yeah. And, this fascination I have with video editing on my little Mac here, which, by the way, our listening audience at some point will reap the benefits of this.
We have an inside pool in the DC studios here, Mike, about how long it's going to take you to get over your fascination. Guess what the high...
You mean like when it just fades away like everything else that I do up here?
High and low end.
The thing about this Oscar is if I figure out how to do it properly, I will do it because it'll be fun.
Mike,
it'll be fun and it'll be something that I've really wanted to vent.
We are all rooting for you.
That's right.
I know, but it's just like... Okay, I'll put this out to our listening audience. I look, sometimes I don't like to do this because I get too much information.
Uh-oh. Pause. For a moment.
Yeah.
This is like when you said if you made a donation, you would call these people at home.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really want to say this?
I need to know.
I know, but
nobody
do you
in our
really?
In our group knows how to do this.
We don't. Right? We don't.
Nobody knows how to video edit. And I am so sick of hearing the anthem of, I don't, you know. We have now, Rob, you have a Mac, correct?
Yes.
Oscar, you own a Mac, right?
I do.
The studio now has the old Mac that I have. We have a Mac in the studio.
We do.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. And but the two guys that we have, our computer people, who are Pony and Mac, don't know how to work a Mac.
Video you know editing is an art form.
We've never asked.
Is it really?
We've never asked the wild card Mac owner if he can video edit, and he's here today.
Wild card.
Please say hi, Mike, to Rob Ford.
Oh, Rob
hello.
Ford?
Hello.
You,
yeah.
Now, do you own a Mac, Rob?
I do.
Are you on a Mac?
I do.
Do you know how to video edit?
I do.
Oh, my God. And he's like one of my favorites on the show. I don't mind working with him. Oh, good. Rob, you saved my life.
Yeah, you see how great it is to know Rob Ford? Of course, you'll have to pry him away from his other show, the Tony Parkin
show. I'm not going to tip the hand. I'm not going to tip the hand as far as what I want to do because it's pretty simple stuff and it's not an original idea. It's just me. The only original in it is me. That's the way that's going to work.
So.
But anyway, so hey, Rofo, we'll have to have a session together, okay?
I can't wait. That
Maybe
sounds great.
As soon as after the show, we'll chat about it. I'll
awesome,
tell you what
yeah.
I need to
Rofo.
Do.
And
I am
never
trying
had to ask the audience
now,
to help
what
you.
Wait, Oscar's whispering something. No, what were you going to whisper at Rofo?
I wasn't going to tell Rofo not to let him hit you.
Don't let him
hit you. Don't let him hit you.
Okay.
And you know what? You know what bad touch is, right?
Stop it. I'm not even in the studio, for God's sakes.
If he asks to pay you in flesh, say no.
Oh. Stop
Wait,
it.
Wait, if he hits me, does that cost extra?
No.
All right.
But you won't get paid.
Oh, okay.
You know, you get paid because you get to hang out with a celebrity.
That's cool.
So that's
cool.
How to basic.
Ass, gas, or grass, everyone pays.
Shut up. How to basic. How to basic. If you're looking for something funny on YouTube. And, okay, I will accept the fact that. All right, Noelle, did you look at any of these videos? Because we have to, even though you're a young woman, we want to get a woman's perspective on this. And you're the only woman in the studio today. Because my wife walked away from it. And we're just speculating, and I hope it's not being sexist, that women might not like this as much as men. Have you seen any of these how to videos?
Yeah, I was just watching them when you were talking about them before the show.
And does it do anything for you comedically?
I think they're funny.
Okay. All right. So I think women, some women would like these. Women that like this show.
Oh, that's sweet.
Like that.
Yeah, she's got a good sensibility about
her,
right?
Yeah.
Now, when do you go to Denver, Noelle? When are you heading out to Denver?
I'm moving Friday, September 4th.
Wow, don't they have legal pot out there?
Mm-hmm. They have legal pot out there.
Yeah, just imagine that.
Yeah. Well, they have it all over the West.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Fact,
yeah, they do. It's everywhere.
What are you going to be doing in Denver, Colorado?
I am not. I don't have a job lined up yet. I have. I actually have a phone interview today at like 3:30, which I'm pretty.
Are you going
about.
With the beau? Is the beau going with you?
He has a job already, which is pretty cool.
So you guys are relatively serious then, if you're moving across the country with him.
Yeah,
right?
We were long distance for about 9 months, so.
Oh, okay. Very so how long exciting. Is the, what's the total, and I'm speaking to you like I would speak to my own daughters here. What is the total time of the relationship throughout your college career?
Yes, and September 7th, it'll be 1 year.
Yeah, they're in love, Mike, they're in love.
Yeah, you really didn't see when he was here, but the magic was palpable.
Yeah, really.
How do Mamo and Dadu feel about this this move out to Denver?
They're very conservative, so they would definitely prefer if I was by myself, like obviously not living with a guy that I'm not married to or anything, but that's not going to be anytime soon. So, but they understand, but definitely my mom is not... She's old-fashioned.
Hold
They're
on.
Both old-fashioned.
Do you mean to say...
I don't think she's old-fashioned. I think she... Because I think of myself as a relatively progressive parent, and I feel the exact same way.
Yep.
I would be very nervous about that, but I also, as maybe your parents recognize the fact that you are how old now, Noelle?
22.
She's a baby. She's a baby.
She's
I would
a baby
tell you
that's
that...
traveling cross country to live in sin, Mike. That's what's happening.
Rob, please take your fundamentalist Christian views and keep them down to a dull roar, Mike Huckabee.
All right.
Okay, really. Right. I just want at a certain you can't. There is no choice that her parents really have. She's not only is she her own person now. She's legally her own person and has been for over a year. So there's really not much to do. And we met the guy and. And, but anyway.
Great.
So
nice.
This is, if you could predict your future, and this is really putting you on the spot.
Sure.
More than any of the other pop quizzes that I've given you before, Noelle, if I could put you on the spot, where do you see yourself in, I won't even say 5 years, I'll say 2 years. What would be the ideal scenario? And you can be as honest as you want. You can withhold as much information as you want. But I'd just be curious as to your answer.
2 years, definitely still be living in Denver, Colorado, maybe a little bit more outside the city. My interview today is with, what's it called? Great Divide Brewing Company.
Brewing Company out in Colorado. Craft Brew's big out in Colorado, just like Maine. Yeah.
Yep.
Ooh,
so,
free samples. That's
I
good.
Really hope I get that. So we'll see.
And this guy that you're going out there, he's going to be gainfully employed out there?
Yes.
What's his name again?
Casey.
That's right. Casey the Haircut.
Casey the Haircut was here. And Casey's got a pretty good job out there.
Yeah, he is already has a position with PRG. I forget what that stands for, but he's doing IT for them and he'll be traveling. About 20 to 30% of the time. So.
Oh, so it's like you'll have your own place. He's just paying for it.
That's right.
It's just like Shannon. you're going to be on scholarship.
Let's get the enjoy. All right. So my daughter, there's nothing I can do to change your mind. I know you're going out there. Just to, you know, you always have a place to come back to.
Yes.
That's what I would say to her, and I'm sure your folks have said that to you. Are they? They haven't said if you go out there, you'll never speak. It's not that bad.
Dead to me.
Not at all.
Okay. So there, and you have the option always to do that. And you know, it's a modern world, and there are a lot worse scenarios.
And
Rob,
she can always come
say?
Back home, right?
She can always come back.
Exactly.
Home. That's right. What would you say if it was Julia doing this?
I would say, you know what? Forget it, baby. It's Chinatown. Dead to
you, me. You would drive her out there.
Oh, are you kidding? Yeah.
You would. You love your kids. You'd do anything for your kids. You're a mark.
It would be really tough to see her shack up with a guy, I think. I think I would have a hard time with that. Moving away would be tough enough, but... I would, you know, if I saw that happening, I would have to get in touch with this fellow and say, you're really in for a hard time because she can really be a bitch.
hold on tight, son.
You're screwed.
I probably shouldn't go here, but last but not least, let's get the perspective from the youngest member of our trifecta, Mr. Oscar Santana. What do you think?
It's tough, Mike. You know, let's run some real numbers here. You've got a 22-year-old young woman that's finding her way in life, right? You've got a young man who seems to have a nice career path and trajectory. Mm-hmm. So if he has that established, then I'd love to see, hopefully, my daughter find someone that has already found their passion in life.
True.
And if he wants to assist her while she's finding her passion in life, why not? Why
yeah, I
not?
Agree. I think, and she's, you know, she's a responsible person.
Yeah.
She's done good work for us. I would write her a letter of recommendation. She's been very good on the show. And how's the attendance record? Any tardies on the report card?
She just had one
card?
Small vacation. That was it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So pretty. So pretty solid.
Solid.
And you got friends here too, Noel. Okay. I mean, be aware of that. With all the guys here, you know, we may talk a big game, but we're ultimately a bunch of doofuses, and we would be able to help you out if anything.
One of the most creative interns we've had, and to make that type of impact in the summer. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, strong. Good work.
You know, maybe when the More Broadcasting Network becomes bigger than life, Noel, we can bring you back under our other umbrella and actually give you a paying position.
Only if it's legalized, Mike.
If it crumbles, maybe she can get us some beer.
And now, that's also fantastic. Free beer for everybody. And Noel, if your mom is really concerned, have her give me a call, because I've been known to make, they're not even prank phone calls. They're just helpful phone calls where I pretend to be somebody else. You know?
Who would you be?
I might sound something like this. Hold on. It's the cheapest part of the audio chain, and I right now have to reboot it. That's the I've been down this road before, and that's normally the way it happens. I was very surprised.
Meanwhile, Noel's mom is looking at the phone saying, I know it rang. There's no one here.
I'm calling you from inside the house.
There's a main area code, and yet nobody's there. Let's see.
No, it's not working.
What happens?
That's okay.
Mike, no break. No, don't break.
No,
don't break.
No, Mikey, no breaky.
Don't kick, Mike. Don't kick.
All right. Hold on. Hold on just
the
a second.
The jean dude. Shorts. All right, wait a here we go.
No. Please don't. No. Please not that.
It's probably just a loose wire. Did you kick the plug by accident?
Yeah.
I hear it.
There we go. Heard it. Come on. All right. You said there was a call, Mike.
Yes.
Okay, so if Noelle's mother can call me, I would make a phone call out to Colorado.
Yes.
It might sound something like this.
Hello. I'd like to talk to Casey, please. Casey, how you doing? This is, what's the guy's name
Mike
from Breaking
Irvin
Bad? Hi, Casey. It's Mike Ehrmantraut. Casey, what are you doing with this 22-year-old girl? Casey, I'm going to fly out to Colorado. It's going to go like this. I'm going to get off an airplane. It's going to take me 3 hours. I'm going to drive to your apartment. I'm going to walk up the stairs to your second bedroom, inadequate apartment for two people. I'm going to knock on the door, and I'm going to cave the front of your skull in. Do you understand what I'm going to do? Then I'm going to get back in my car, my rental, take it back to the airport, fly back to Philadelphia. I'm going to sit there and have dinner with my family. You're going to be in the emergency room. Leave the girl alone. Do you understand? She's not coming to Denver. You're not going to have a relationship. It's officially over. I represent the parents. Not Noelle. I represent Noelle's parents. Casey, if you stay on this course, you're going to have a one-way ticket to a brick wall, and that brick wall is going to be the end of my fist. Do you understand me, Casey? All right. You take care. Bye-bye now.
And that's when he pulls out his pimento cheese sandwich.
No, we wish you the very best
good
of luck.
Good luck.
You know, and just be careful, Noelle. You're young, and it's a long way to travel, but you know, you got guts, and guts is enough.
Hey.
You can start the show now, Rob.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
It's hard having kids because it's boring. They read Clifford the Big Red Dog to you at a rate of 50 minutes a page. And you have to sit there and be horribly proud and bored at the same time. There's 50 books about Clifford the Big Red Dog. 50 books. There's 7 books about Narnia that cover the birth and death of a nation and mice with swords and a lion who's a god. They did it in 7 books. 50 books about Clifford the Big Red Dog. And they all tell the exact same story. Look how big this dog is. That's it. Here's how big he was at the firehouse. Here's how big he was at Thanksgiving. Who gives a shit? You just drew him big. You just on purpose made him bigger than people. It should be, look how big I drew the dog in this book. Isn't that a mistake? Tell a story about Clifford. Make something happen where maybe he steps on a policeman and shatters his spine and it's devastating to the community. And there's a whole, you know, funeral with bagpipes and everybody's crying. And Clifford gets the death penalty and there's a whole book about his appeal process and how he found Jesus, but everybody said it was bullshit. And then he goes to the chair and they shave all his red fur off and now he's Clifford the Big Pink Dog. And they put him on a big funny electric chair that the town got together and built.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Fiverr Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. If you are here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by Blinds.com. Can you believe it's August already? Well, of course you can believe it's August already because it's almost the end of August.
Yes.
So of course you can believe it. By now you can believe it. If it was the 1st of August, you wouldn't necessarily believe it. But the fact that it's the 25th of August would mean two things. Number one, it's hot. And number two, fall is just around the corner.
It is.
Either way, ladies and gentlemen, Blinds.com is here to help. Cellular shades from Blinds.com have you covered in both extremes. Cellular shades have an insulating honeycomb core that keeps the outside temperatures outside, so whether it's too hot or too cold, you stay comfortable. I have honeycomb shades. I love them. One of the things I like about them is they're lightweight, and I've got a huge surface area to cover in Florida, and I really, really love the way that the honeycomb shades work. Blinds.com's been helping folks for over 25 years. They helped me both in the kitchen and the bedroom with plantation shutters and also honeycomb shades. Blinds.com has it all. I have personal experience with this, including free color samples, free shipping and prices that crush store prices, and their sure fit guarantee. If you mess up like I did with my plantation shutters, you measure wrong, Blinds.com remade the product for free, even if it was my mistake. which it was.
Oh,
I didn't cop to it,
Mike.
Though. Go to Blinds.com today and start enjoying your home and patio without the annoying heat and glare. You'll see easy in a whole new light with Blinds.com. As seen in Mike O'Mara's Florida home. Thank you very much. So, greetings, gentlemen. Bad news for Oscar Santana today.
What?
Because, well, I'll get the article right up. It's the first thing I have here.
No.
It's very, very
sad. Did his
sad.
Business school close?
Hey.
No.
How dare you?
This is very, very sad, and it concerns Caitlyn Jenner. And what's the name of the
I am Kate, Mike.
Show? Yes, it's a beautiful show starring the lovely Caitlyn Jenner.
Hey!
It's I Am Kate, and unfortunately, I Am Kate getting ratings erosion. Oh. You heard about this, Oscar?
No!
Yeah, it had a pretty dynamite rollout.
Yeah,
I mean, the first episode,
the looking audience.
Everyone watched. I watched the first episode, and I said, you know what? That was great. That was enough, but that was great.
Is it too much too soon for people, or is it just not a good show? I watch every episode. Maybe I'm a mark for these things.
I don't know. It's pretty formulaic.
Yeah,
it's formulaic. But here's the. I'm going to summarize the article I wrote. I read about I Am Kate, and what it is that we like to have villains, and we like to have the people that we root for.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, in the world of reality TV, you may love a person. You may think they're brave, like most people feel Caitlyn Jenner is. But we want to see Caitlyn succeed. We want to see Caitlyn triumph over the adversity that she has gone through because of this transgender situation. But at the same time, the viewers might not necessarily want to watch as it happens. They want her to succeed. They don't want to watch her go through the process,
Mike,
of succeeding.
You make a great point because there isn't enough drama for this type of show on television.
It's a style of show. It truly is a style of show.
I hope I paraphrased that the right way. Despite her legion of fans, the ratings for a reality TV show, and this is from Fortune magazine, are in free fall. The show's second episode drew roughly half the audience of the premiere, which had 2.7 million viewers. That the third episode dwindled to 1.19 million viewers, and there's nothing to indicate that Sunday night's episode, the series' fifth, fared any better. None of this is surprising if you stop and think about what we watch and why. Successful television shows, I really love this article. That's why I'm sharing it with you. Successful television shows only come in two flavors, optimistic and voyeuristic.
Okay.
So we watch happy, happy, fake joy, joy, joy. Today's show, good example. Regis and Michael, you know, that whole thing with ha, la, la, la. Everything's great. Or we watch voyeuristic. My example would be my show, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, where you have to have the people you hate because you want to look at a train wreck.
And you want to watch them fall apart. It's better you than me type mentality.
Now, there are exceptions. The only thing, I don't believe that television shows come in two flavors at all. I don't believe this, but I believe when it comes to this type of programming, it is voyeuristic when you're talking about reality TV. There, you know, I think you have to include comedy. And a show like Bill Maher, Jon Stewart, The Daily Show, shows that I love, which are just you want to have a laugh and you want to tune in on that. And they go into pretty dark spaces. But at the same time, I just don't know whether it falls into two specific categories. But it is a valid article when they're talking
about
how this show might not be doing. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I thought it was compelling. The most compelling aspect of the I Am Kate show was to see her journey, but also some firsts where I think the one that comes to mind is when she put on a bathing suit for the first time.
Right.
And then, you know, you're like, okay, this is a pretty big moment for her.
Right.
And that was it. But most of it is really the triumphs that Bruce is having as far as
turning
into really,
Caitlin.
Really coming into this world of Caitlin.
I watched the first episode and I saw some what I thought were already sort of, you know, a pattern that was developing. And I don't know if it's this way after five episodes or not, but I got the impression that the show was going to be 12 minutes of content packed into 60 minutes.
Well, also, and to be fair, and let's be honest, while we want to believe that the most of the country is open to this type of programming.
Right.
I have to say that there are still people that I've heard in passing, I'm not going to name names, that still are turned off by this.
Oh, huge segments.
I think that this is, This is an acquired taste. I can say that I am not a bigot when it comes to people from the gay community or transgender. I can also tell you that it probably at my age, the transgender thing is probably still new for me. And I don't think that's making a bigoted statement. I think it takes some getting used to. This is new. Before the Diane Sawyer interview, a lot of people didn't even know about the situation.
Right.
We did because we have transgender listeners to this show that enlightened us and educated us, and we are grateful for that. At the same time, when you're sitting in your living room and you're sitting in your bedroom, you do want to watch something that's comfortable. Let me give you the whole optimistic thing according to this article, and I want to give a credit to the Tim Malini is the commentator who wrote this article right here. He says that optimistic television is usually happy, happy, joy, joy, like morning news programs, daytime talk shows, most family sitcoms.
Sure.
I give you that. Smiles of the anchors, timing of the laugh tracks. They're designed to trigger endorphins that make us feel happy, hopeful, and closer to fellow humans. But the only thing where I depart from this guy, there are funny shows that don't do that, that aren't designed necessarily.
Yeah, that have a darkness to them.
But I guess
if
you're laughing at anything, that's bringing you together. Well, is that valid?
Well, laughter brings endorphins, true. But also then I would cite something like Curb Your Enthusiasm, where I've had multiple people say, I understand it's funny, but I can't watch it because it makes me too tense.
I didn't care for it. I didn't like it.
You
I
didn't
it
like
was,
the friction
no,
there.
No, I thought it was, and I also thought it was one trick pony. Larry gets into a situation. How rude can Larry be? How inappropriate can Larry be?
But, you know, that's not that much different than any other sitcom because he's just playing to type.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
but
a type
I
you didn't like.
Him.
But, you know
I never
what?
Liked him. I've never liked He reminded me too much of people that I actually knew that that got a free pass for being dicks.
Yeah.
And that's that. And I think he really is a dick.
Oh,
yes. To be honest with you. So that didn't, you know, that's where I stepped off with that. So that's what they say. It's the voyeuristic TV shows. Dramas like Breaking Bad, they give us a voyeuristic escape into a much darker world than our own. After it's over, the real world feels lighter by comparison. I agree with that,
That's
too. I'll
very
be talking
true.
About a show today that I'm totally into and late to the party on. Despite being a celebrity, this article goes on, Caitlyn Jenner doesn't have what it takes to be a reality TV star because when we watch her on the small screen, we're actually on her side. And that is the point that I agree with. Caitlyn Jenner, like Bruce Jenner before her, is someone who people want to succeed. We all wanted to watch Bruce Jenner clear the high jump. We want Caitlyn Jenner to break down barriers. We want her to win, but what we don't want is to watch her try to keep up with the Kardashians or anyone else. So do you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
Watching the process is, I think probably shows like the Kardashians, you want, you know, if something horrible happened, their ratings would go through the roof because people are not rooting for them.
Most people hate
That's
them.
That's a myth.
Most people hate them.
That they're popular because they tune in to see if anything bad's going to happen in that family.
Do you think
That's
that
why,
train will ever stop, the Kardashian train?
Yeah, it'll stop when they get the less hot.
Yeah,
that's probably
when
it's going to
happen.
But then again, you look at the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Yeah, those women have they're many of them are post Wall.
Yeah,
yeah, but you've got
but they also they occasionally rotate in some fresh meat on
but
that.
But you've
show.
Got Kylie and I always forget the little Jenner. What's is
Kendall.
There's Khloe. There's Kylie.
Yeah, but Kylie and Kendall are the youngest, so they're the heir apparent.
There's Sneezy.
Yeah,
Dopey.
Sneezy. Oh, Zeppo.
Doc.
Tito.
Yeah, so anyway, that might be the reason that that it's happening.
I think
happening,
that's a very, you know? Very valid analysis.
Poor Caitlin.
Yeah, it's she not as much fun. It's not as much fun to root for somebody. It's just not.
Well, you know, and hold out hope. There are manslaughter charges that might be coming
Stop
down.
It,
so
that's
you know
horrible.
What?
You never, what is you better with you?
That might work for her. You know, hey, it's reality TV, everybody. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. She's
always screaming. Cake and cookies. It's Rob and Katie.
Hi, this is Cake.
And I'm Cookie.
This week on Cake and Cookies, the Rob and Katie Show, we talk about our Georgia travel log.
And we also talk about the Spiwak pour and sex ed. All that and more on the Cake and Cookie Show.
Cake and Cookies. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Now, the Spiwak pour, I can only assume is P-O-U-R, correct?
Yes, it is.
And it's a large pour.
Well, I got a bottle of rye as sort of a gift for the house, and we asked Julia to go
was
and get...
Was it Templeton rye?
No, actually, It's the new Crown Royal rye, and it is fantastic.
Really?
And 90 proof. Really? And Dan and I were enjoying a drink after the baseball game, and I said, Julia, go get two glasses, fill them with ice, and just make the ice cubes wet. Just moisten them with the rye. And she brought out something. Do you remember the meniscus in chemistry?
Meniscus.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The bubble.
I remember the meniscus they had to trim on my left knee.
No, it's the thing that when you fill something to the very top, there's actually like a bubble on top of
the
glass.
Yes, yes, yes.
She could not carry the glasses of rye. 8 minutes later, I turned to Dan and said, this is pretty good. And Dan said to me, but we'll give you the whole story, yeah.
Taking Cookies on the More Network. Welcome back to our show. Hey, want to tell you about Stamps.com, everybody. Some small businesses still think that an expensive postage meter is still the only way to get postage without going to the post office. Wrong! Bobby Bobby Boo! Thanks to Stamps.com, they've got you can easily print postage for any letter or package, and all you need is your computer and printer. Unlike a postage meter, Stamps.com has no long-term contracts, no extra hardware to buy, and no hidden fees like meter ink charges or reset fees. I hate hidden fees! Hidden fees!
Jeez.
I hate hidden fees! Here's a fact for you. Stamps.com can save you at least 50% compared to a meter. Plus, Stamps.com lets you do things that an expensive postage meter can't do, like sending tracking info on a package to the recipient. Hey, with just one click, you look like Mr. Big Shot. We've used Stamps.com for years, and you should too. It keeps our DC to Maine pipeline wide open while saving time and money. Stamps.com is the best. Right now, use our special promo code TMOS for this special offer, a no-risk trial plus $110 bonus offer that includes a digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Don't wait. Go to stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com and TMOS. You will never have to go to the post office again, people. Good news for the main viewers up here, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
We don't have an exact time yet. We don't even have a locked-in time, or do we, for the interview. But I'm probably going to be hopping on that wonderful television program, The 207.
Yes.
And the best news of all, they're coming to me.
Yeah, you want to talk about Mr. Big Shot. They're doing like the Entertainment Tonight thing. They're coming to your home.
An on-location shot.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this. They've been very good to me on this. And now the cool thing about this is this, I think, I could be totally wrong, but I believe this show used to air in the Portland, Maine market, and now it's all the way up here in the Bangor area as well.
No
so
kidding.
So you see it on both.
So your neighbors can see it.
I think they
combined. So Travis can see it.
Yeah, did Travis build a TV?
Travis? Who's Travis? Oh, you mean Jesse?
Jesse,
that's
yes,
right.
Of course.
Why do you call him Travis? Travis was the guy that looked at the
porn
at the radio
guy.
Station.
You're
no.
Porn
no,
guy.
No, I don't have any porn. What are you talking about? Stop it. So they're coming up here, and the question I have is, you know that I'm a little bit hinky about where I
where
am,
you live. Right?
Exactly.
You
know,
I'm a little hinky just about. I don't necessarily want. I love the exposure for the show. I like it for my own, meaningless ego gratification. It's who doesn't like to be on the magic box?
Sure.
Everybody likes to be on the magic box, but I don't know. I don't think I'm going to do, you know, give them a tour or have exterior shots or stuff. Couldn't, I don't know what to
do. What they'll do is
what
you'll need to do, and this will be my favorite thing in the piece, will be the shot of you at your studio pretending to do the show. And you know they're going to ask you to do it.
They're going to want to be up in my bedroom.
Yeah,
they're
going
to want to be up.
If
they're
going
and listen, I'd like to save the crew trouble.
Yes.
So what I'm thinking, if they come up to the bedroom to show the studio, which is really one little, like, four square foot area of my bedroom, then I would probably like to do the rest of the interview in bed.
Oh, I think that's
and I mean,
nice.
with the covers pulled up.
No, not infirm, like when John Lennon did his bed in.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It's sexy, not sad.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I don't want. No, I want them to show the studio.
Bed.
I don't necessarily want them to show the bedroom.
Lay in bed and talk like Jack Kent Cook while you do the interview.
I believe that this is the finest podcast in the nation.
No, nice. You'll be fine because you have your portable background, what says the Mike O'Mara Show. So no matter where you are, it's going to look professional.
Can you hire a couple guys to carry that background with you wherever you go?
Yes, and a couple guys to carry you in a chair.
Yeah, I'll go down to the local Home Depot and see who's waiting outside looking for it. I'll call TaskRabbit. I'll get TaskRabbit online.
Hey, excellent, remember.
I'll get that today.
You know what?
I'll go by the local Walmart and find some gutter punks and have them come over and say they're my bodyguards. That's exactly what
I'll about do. Asking your neighbor, Jesse, if he doesn't mind an exterior shot of you walking through what, for the TV viewers, could be your own home vegetable garden.
Yeah, that's true. Right?
I grow, make it, oh, would that make, yes, that make that, it oh, me a god up in Maine?
Yes.
Yes, I grow my own and oh, I make my own timber in my own sawmill here.
You could say, if you said, you know, I do the podcast to pay the bills, but of course my passion is my orchard.
Is my orchard that I have. I just planted that in the spring. We're very, very excited. That was 4 years ago. Yeah. They're coming up nicely. You'll notice my vegetable garden, and I've got my own blueberry patch here. And, yes, I cure and store my own meats. And, thank you.
And,
thank
Mike,
you
you're so wearing much, a seersucker suit.
Yes, and a straw boater hat.
Yeah, well, thank you. And I'll just make it a southern accent, even though it's Maine. Well, it's great to see everybody from this area code.
Oh, I think, yeah. Mike, I think that that's a misstep. You should talk like the Pepperidge Farm guy.
Now, Rob has been dealing with these people, and I'd like to get you've been very careful to ask permission for can they have my information.
What was so funny?
But I got
is,
the distinct feeling last night you were handing it off to me. Now.
No, not at all.
What I wanted to do. Because you said they need to contact you, and that's fine. I'm fine with that.
What the thing is I've been dealing with a great guy, and he was recommended to us by remember Brett Whitmarsh, who is our good friend up there, great friend
of the show. Fantastic.
And he said
guy.
That you know who would be great to do this interview is Rob Caldwell. He's a fantastic interviewer, and that's who I've been dealing with. And
now, what do I do if you say that and Whitmarsh says that and he arrives on my front porch and looks at me and says, well, what can you tell me about these underpriced lobsters?
Or even worse, if he said, we found your name in a data dump.
I knew Rob's going to try to mention my name in association with that every day on the show.
No.
You've done it now four days in a row.
No.
Rob Spiewak's name was in Ashley Madison.
It was for the show.
Rob Spiewak's name was in Ashley Madison.
No, Mike. It was
if you
not
saw
actually
my wife
in
going
there,
through
but,
that, you would be.
But I did love. Yeah. I do love prostitutes. I just didn't go to the website.
They're not prostitutes.
I just knew you were going to go there.
Women,
of course. When you started. But anyway, so what's the next step here? They're going to be
the
coming
next step,
by next Wednesday?
Is we that firm it up. By? Yeah, Wednesday is the day they offered, and it all works out.
A
I
week
felt
from
so
this
stupid.
Wednesday.
I felt so stupid because I sent you an email, and the original draft was, is it okay if I give them your information, like your phone number, your email, and your home address? And then I'm thinking, well, they're coming to his home. How am I not going to give them the home address?
Yeah, I was kind of curious as to what that exchange was all about,
Mike,
and I chalked it up to the fact that maybe you're a little shell-shot right now.
No, it's not that. What I want, I never give out anyone's personal information without their permission.
He doesn't like doing that. He even asked me sometimes. He said, can I give a personal address for someone to send
you something?
Well,
that's cool. I appreciate that, but the fact is they can have all that.
Okay, and I had to give your, at least, at the very least, your email and preferably your phone number because they'll have to coordinate day of, and that's the thing that I was most concerned about. I'll take care of everything other than that.
You know, when you said this, it said, do I have permission to give your contact to the interviewer, Rob Caldwell? Obviously, he needs your home address, but I mean email and cell. I was really saying, nothing, please. Nothing.
Well,
have
I
him,
envision...
I'll meet him on the street.
I envision you meeting him at like Wimpy's restaurant and then blindfolding him and driving him in.
What about, Mike, if you really want to endear yourself to your viewing public, you
up
should...
Here. Up
yeah,
here.
Yes, you should... Yes. That's what I mean. You should go down to the docks, talk to one of the lobster fishermen and say, look, for this shot, here's $100. I need a slicker and I need some boots and I just want you to back up and I'm just going to get on and get
how
off.
Cool,
or
how
a,
cool
an arrival.
Be.
Yeah,
he comes
an
in.
Arrival. You come in. It's a shot.
I just sit there and go, hey, how you doing? Yep, just helping a friend out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes. That would be so fake and so fantastic.
And if you got off the boat and you said, The interview is today? Oh, of course it is. Let me take off my lobster gear and head to my studio.
Yes. That would be it. You step off the boat like the hero you are.
Yes.
You don't even get paid to be on that boat, but you know what? Why not? You're a man's man.
I don't get a nickel. I'm just helping the industry.
Yes.
Oh, good Lord. That would be something
right?
else. Not, yeah, but the effort required will not be expended by me. No, I just, I think I'm helping the economy by having the show up here.
I agree. Because they have to buy their Slim Jim somewhere, and it might as well be in your hometown.
Yeah. No, you know what? It's a sophisticated audience that watches
or
the 207.
What about,
we've done very well with our TV program.
Yes. May I, just one more pitch, and this is not, you don't have to talk to
We're just
strangers.
Spitballing here, Mike. This is no bad idea.
You know, can I just interrupt for a second?
Yes.
There is a show up here called Bill Green's Maine, and he's some local guy, you know, that does the, you know, yeah, we're going to go to the lake this weekend. You know, he's one of these guys, and I think maybe I'm just going to make a pitch for his job.
You could.
With a slightly, you know, more, no, they'd probably reject that.
But Mike O'Mara's Maine, or would you keep the same name?
Mike Green. Just like the hockey player.
What about
Mike Green's Maine?
What a good-looking guy this one is.
White guy, I see.
Yeah, you can do that.
Is this the interviewer or the Bill Green guy?
Bill Green.
Bill Green.
Let me see. Can I see a picture? Hold that up to the screen.
White guy,
you know
mustache.
What's great? Good DJ name.
White hair.
Hey, welcome to the afternoon lunch counter. I'm Bill Green.
Yeah, see, I mean, that's what they're dealing with. I could replace
What
that.
About this, Mike? You're walking, that street where your family home is, right?
Yes.
You're walking down the street.
Not going anywhere near there. I got to live with these people.
But you're just walking down. You say, look, my roots are in Maine. And you start, my sister lives right there. My cousin lives
right
there.
Everybody's home.
Just a tight shot of the address.
No, it's just a tight shot of you walking down the street. You close off the streets on both sides.
I like your lobster boat idea a lot better than that.
I do too.
I truly do.
There's my friend John. No, that's my cousin John.
That's right.
Well, I hope it all goes fine. When are they going to be calling me, Rob? Do you know?
I should have confirmation today, and we will give you all the details. But it'll be a week from tomorrow at 2 p.m. They'll be rolling into your home.
I'll make sure I shower. We'll take a break when we come back. More fun and more thrills. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. What if I told you an amazing way to promote your business for under $10? Would you take advantage of it?
Yes.
You should. Right now, Vistaprint.com. 500 business cards, just $9.99. All you have to do is enter that wonderful promo code TMOS at checkout. That's $9.99 for 500 business cards. The best deal out there. Pick from tons of industry-specific designs. You can add your info, and you're done. And you can upload your own artwork as well. That's what we do when Pony gets me that new artwork. You can upgrade to their signature stock, add a fancy finish, or even raise print. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
Got an email from a listener, and what she did is this. She has a child with an allergy, and he's going to school. So she printed up cards with his allergy and EpiPen instructions and gave it to every teacher in the school so that
my
they have
mother,
that information.
My mother wanted me to give you this business card, Mr. McDonald. Unfortunately, I will be having to leave on Thursdays at 12:45. Because I have to go to my allergy shots.
But it's a great idea because that way every administrator in the school knows what to do with this kid.
They know.
We've all made cards at Vistaprint, and they always turn out great. An easy way to get your business out there. We love them. Remember, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. If you're not happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code TMOS to get this offer. Remember, that's TMOS. Don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today and Bob's all over America right now. If you've got a kid with an allergy issue, make sure you print up cards.
That's right.
So they can take the cards to school. And, excuse me, I was asked to see the principal, please. Hello, Mr. Principal. My name is Roger. I have a slight allergy issue, and I'm handing you this card to remind you. My mother suggested that you put it up on the wall. Now, this poor woman who was sharing that probably
no
hates
names.
What I'm doing.
Gave
right
no,
no
names.
Mike,
there were no
important.
Names at all.
It's important to highlight that you can do so many things with these cards.
Yeah, you can even put a picture of an EpiPen on the card.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm here for my gym class. Is Coach Ray Nicoletta in, please? Hello, Coach. My name is Roger. I won't be participating in the crab ball game today because, unfortunately, my allergies have gotten the best of me. It's all here on this card.
Crab soccer.
Yeah, crab soccer. Yeah.
Take a look. Oh. Hello, Senor Williams. First of all, you're my favorite Spanish teacher, but unfortunately, I will not be able to go to this weekend Spanish festival due to the fact that the decorations will be centered around hay. I have a rather significant dander and hay allergy in there. It's all here on this card. Read up. There you go.
What about the spices?
Yeah.
The spices. Oh, and the spices and the chili might send me into a tremendous shock. But if I do happen to go into shock brushing up another kid that's eating a peanut butter cup, we have this handy EpiPen right here. There's a handy EpiPen you can try right here. There it is. Jam it into my thigh. I follow the instructions on the back of the Vistaprint card.
Hey, Roger, did you hear the news? They found a wasp at the homecoming dance.
Jesus Christ, Rob. An effing wasp? Well, that's it. Hello, mother. I handed out all my cards to the chaperones, but unfortunately there's a wasp in the gymnasium. You're going to have to pick me up post-haste.
Yeah, poor lady. I hope
poor Roger. Poor Roger. Yes. He's a tough road.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I believe it. Bees! They're ripping my flesh off. Oh, my God. Oh, this air is terrible. The pollen is absolutely horrible. Doel, is there a chance I could hitch a ride out to Colorado where the air in the Mile High City is much cleaner? I'd certainly... No, you don't need to give her the money, the microphone.
The money.
I'm sorry, Roger.
Thank you.
Roger.
Thank you very much. All right.
Tough guy.
So, I know that I'm going to be mocked for this one, maybe a little bit, maybe not. But a while back, maybe 6 months to 8 months ago, I put out kind of a request about television programs, maybe even less time than that.
Yeah,
I
more
no
recent
idea.
Than that, a few months
I
ago.
No sense
I think
of
you
time.
Were, I think you were already in Maine when you asked.
And this is one step closer to me severing the cord, even though this is a cable show. I feel now that I am enjoying the binge watching. There were two shows that people sent me the most emails about. One was Bloodline, which was a Netflix show. Finished watching that. Kind of slow, but I liked it because it took place in the Florida Keys. The other one that people for 2 years have been telling me to watch is Fargo. And we just started. Has anybody watched Fargo,
oh, yeah.
the television series?
I remember telling you about Fargo when Fargo was on. And you just ignored me. Mm-hmm.
I ignored you, Oscar, and I'm here to apologize from the bottom of my heart. Now, season one, I'm all the way back to 2014, or maybe even before that. Was it 2013 that it came out?
I believe so, the first season.
The Billy Bob series, I think, was the first season, which is what I'm watching now. Billy Bob Thornton is so incredible in this show. And what got me, here's why I think you advertise, you market, you promote. I saw a trailer online for the upcoming new season of Fargo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And suddenly I said to myself, well, wait a minute. This
I've heard that name before.
they pulled down a few awards, and we dove in, Mrs. O'Mara and I, a great rarity that we are enjoying something on the Magic Box together. And we just, the problem is that the way she lives her life and the way I live my life, we put the baby down. We straighten up the house. We make our way up into the old person's bedroom. This is a slow night for us. And we turn on Fargo. She likes it Sunday night. So we made an appointment to watch it again last night. I looked at the clock. We finished episode 2 of season 1 at 9 p.m.
Okay.
And Mrs. O'Mara said, well, catch you again tomorrow night. I'm like,
well,
hey, wait.
That's not the modern way.
Hello. This is binging. Let's go. You ready to go till 3 a.m.?
Yeah,
come
let's
on,
do
baby.
This.
And she's cool with every single night. No, that's not what I want to do. I want to watch it now.
Is
paid for
not
it.
Not okay.
No, you need to, especially when you're binge watching. And if you took the time to start with episode 1.
Yes.
You've got to run
Mike,
to the
yes,
current
Mike.
Season with your hands over your head screaming.
All you have to do is tell Carla it's Saturday and
yeah, because she doesn't keep track of the
no
days.
Of time herself, you know, do that. Have you guys watched Fargo? Have either one of you watched
I
any,
saw a couple
any...
episodes the first season and I bailed on it just because there was other stuff going on. Your pep talk makes me want to revisit
on.
And
why
start from the front.
So you didn't like it?
No,
it was too violent.
There was other stuff and it wasn't that. It's just I never was able to find it. I didn't realize it was on the Netflix.
For the same reason, you know, like Breaking Bad. It was too dirty.
Yeah, it's that
too
me.
Grimy.
Did you not like Breaking Bad?
No, I loved Breaking Bad. I bailed on it after
You bailed on Breaking Bad?
He did. I remember we made fun
on
of him
on episode four, I did, because I said, this is horribly unpleasant. And then I rewatched
it.
I watched the entire. I watched the entire show.
It's unpleasant. Is that? I mean, because
well, think
right.
of how it
you,
starts. Think
wait,
of how it starts.
You don't watch unpleasant shows.
Sometimes I do, but the
Bates
thing
Motel
is,
unpleasant?
No, it's very good. Is what it is.
But what? But it's not unpleasant.
Well,
it's kind of comedically hard.
No. It's pretty dark, and there's a lot of bad stuff going on.
Okay,
but if
that
you
got
think,
canceled.
If you think no, it was renewed for two more seasons.
Yeah,
it
and
was.
It was indeed. But okay. the thing about if you go to Breaking
he is
Bad,
he's so good at defending oh, himself. Yeah. He used to get so flustered. Now he's like, he's
boom,
like,
bam.
He does it. It's like bouncing off him. It's like we're throwing little darts, and yeah. he's going.
Everything
Rob's
bounces
going,
off
ping,
me, Mike,
ping,
but it's not
ping.
From the Teflon. It's just because of the texture.
It's yeah, the bouncing.
If you go and look at the first season of Breaking Bad, and the first season was short, like maybe 9 episodes.
Yeah.
It starts out slow. I liked the idea of it, but I didn't really see it going anywhere. Then when people started telling me about what happened further down the road, it definitely hits its stride in like the third season because I did binge watch every episode.
I'm not going to disagree with you on that. If my memory serves me, Breaking Bad did start out very, very slow. Bloodline was incredibly slow.
No, I loved it.
But I toughed through. You like Bloodline, Tony?
Yeah, you got me on it. I love it. The creepy brother reminds me of Joe Hardinger.
Whoa.
Hold on. Rob?
Whoa.
Yes?
Rob, I swear to God, you have to watch
now
it.
Now I have to watch it.
Because Pony, that is maybe the truest thing that Pony has ever said.
Wow.
That is truly, and he is the, Pony, safe to say, he's the star of the show.
Oh, absolutely.
Is there going to be another season of Bloodline, or did that character make it get canceled?
Oh, I think they set the table. I think it sets the table for future episodes. But Rob,
oh, I'm in now.
You have to look in, and you're going to unhinge your jaw. You're going to know exactly who Pony is talking about, and you're
well,
going
now
to
I've
see
got a,
this.
Now I've got a rooting interest.
Right,
rooting interest.
But do you know that my father, he has watched.
It's amazing because even in the opening of Bloodline,
yes.
he looks at the camera and he goes, I hate Mike O'Mara. it's fascinating. It really
The entire series of Breaking Bad, every episode, my father just finished his 5th time through.
Oh, so he can go back and watch an entire series
again.
He's
binge-watched it 5 times.
That's a tall order. I'd probably be hard-pressed to do something
well,
like
you know,
that,
he though. Doesn't do a lot.
It's a
Fargo,
lot.
Billy Bob Thornton. Here's what I loved about Breaking Bad is that Bryan Cranston as Walter White was so engaging every
yep.
time the camera was on him. And I figured that's now my criteria. And they've got a couple of characters in Fargo that are like this.
How's
Tom
Hanks'
Macy.
Kid?
Tom Hanks is just starting to come into
Colin
the episode.
Hanks, I guess
Colin Hanks. But he's great.
And
I think he's really talented. And Billy Bob is riveting.
He's just at the beginning. There's so much I want to tell you. So much.
So have you logged? Did you log the first and second seasons with it?
Yeah, I'm done. Like, I'm good.
You're caught up.
So, you're waiting for it to come on FX
I'm waiting, baby, waiting.
Now, would you ever rewatch it? Would you ever rewatch it?
I rewatch it, but I there's so much to watch. I don't know why you'd ever rewatch.
You see, the thing
Ruffo,
about
find
most...
find out when the new season is.
It's October 12th, Columbus Day.
Yeah.
It's right
and my
the
wedding
corner.
Anniversary.
And a big day up here. a big day. Is October 12th your wedding anniversary?
Yeah, it'd be 19 years.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. If we make it.
Getting back to what I was saying about this Fargo. I love it when a character is so dangerous. And I realize that that's what a lot of great actors have been able to convey. You are uneasy because they are such a presence. Billy Bob Thornton as the evil guy that you don't want to mess with. Think in terms of No Country for Old Men.
Oh, yeah. Nice
yeah.
pull.
Think
nice
of
pull.
The
pull.
Russian character. Remember that guy with the weird hair with the Dutch boy haircut?
Sure.
And he was so menacing. Billy Bob has captured that same menacing quality when he's interacting with people. So he goes to in the opening scenes of this show, and I'm only on my second episode, so what do I know? He walks up to a post office where he's getting a package. And he walks up and he says, I have a package. You know, that Billy Bob way?
Yeah.
I have a package to pick up. Yes, what's the name, please? Why?
He has the guy at the post.
post office why he needs a name. It's really that great, and I'm all in. So the people that sent that as a recommendation way back when, I want to say thank you because I'm loving every single minute.
Enjoy it.
It's a very it's a very linear show, you know, as it goes. Yeah. So that's why I would think it would not merit rewatching. It does merit binging because the next episode is going to make you want to watch the next one. But right. Once you know the way the plot unfolds, I can't imagine wanting to rewatch it.
I can't imagine your dad binge watching Breaking Bad.
It is so richly tapestried and so much happens. And he'll tell me stuff that I don't even remember until he goes into it. And think about it. Like, they bring in Mike Ehrmantraut, who would eventually get, you know, to be on Better Call Saul. He'd be his own character. He didn't even fit. He wasn't even a big deal on Breaking Bad.
And Better Call Saul renewed. And by the way, Saul is in Fargo. Just so you know, he's the sheriff now.
Cool.
I'm not going to do it. You know, it's weird. Since it's new to me, Mike, I'm worried about spoiler
alert. It's been 2 years.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Yeah. It's like,
Mike, the sheriff's already been killed, Oscar.
Oh, he's dead? Oh, that's
yes,
sad.
He's dead. And so Saul came in and replaced him. So he's the inept sheriff. So it's really good stuff. Yes.
Have you heard, since we're talking TV, one, I saw the unauthorized Full House TV show.
Oh, you watched that?
I watched the entire movie.
Oh, you rube.
Was it
as bad as the Saved by the Bell?
It is so bad. It's good. It really is good. It really is good. It's so bad
it's good works. I can watch that.
And then I started watching a new show on TLC, My Giant Life. That chronicles.
Oh, no, is this about some sort of like odd, like fat person?
No, that's a 600-pound life. And that's also a show.
Oh, and Mike, I still haven't booked a shooting date for that for myself. So, I don't know when they're coming to my place.
You're going to the casting.
Oh, that's right. That's what it is. No, I sued them. I sued them for taking my idea.
Explores issues facing extremely tall women. So I saw my first episode. These women are like 6'6", 6'7", right? They're giants. And and if they're not playing in the WNBA, let me tell you, Mike, they stand out.
Well,
God bless them. They're up. And
so
their husbands are
so
always.
It's actually called My Giant Life.
Yes, and I feel I don't. I think I like tall women. Who really doesn't? I think unless you're a really small.
Episode
guy, right?
3 of My Giant Life.
So I went out to his house.
No, come on.
He got real handsy with me. And you know, I said, I'm not that kind of girl. He said, aren't you desperate to have any date when you're as tall as you are? I said, F you! And I broke him in two, just like a twig. My name is Stacy. I'm 7'5", and I'm looking for a man. Yeah!
Sorry. Now that my machine's working, I decided to use it.
You actually feel for these women because even like, for example, they talk about a 17-year-old that...
Right.
And she's 17 and she's 6'9", right?
6'9". Yeah, she is.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry.
You like tall women, Rob. You married a tall woman. Carrie's tall.
5'10", yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, she's 5'11"? Is she 5'11"?
In heels, I've had her be 6 feet, you know.
Okay. Yeah, he has.
How tall is your wife?
She is 5'10".
How tall is your effing wife,
She
for
is
God's
5'10". I'll
she's
say
five
it again.
Foot ten.
5'10". That's
five
right.
5'10".
How tall is Carla?
Carla is 5'7", I believe. She's 5'7". So she's not short.
I think Shannon's short. She's got she's 5'1".
She's very, very small.
5'1", 5'2"? I don't know enough about her.
Why do we all get like all awkward during this discussion?
Because we don't know. Do you know for sure your wife is 5'10"?
Guarantee it. Because it's been a discussion about how tall our kids are going to be.
Ah, okay.
So we've actually.
Mike, do you know for sure that Carla is 5'7"?
Oh, no.
Yeah, me either. I don't think most guys know how tall their wives are or girlfriends.
I know how tall one of my wives was. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I am going to say on this particular situation.
My Giant Life, check it out, especially if you're into tall broads. They're tall.
And tomorrow on the show.
Problems just like everybody else.
Tomorrow on the show, I will talk about Michael's latest TV viewing habits.
How does he like Fargo?
He loves Fargo. Let me just say, with what I have to endure with him now, and I don't. This is by choice. I made the bad choice to inundate him with animated television.
Sure.
I will tell you that I need a break, like in a show from Fargo. So, you know, just like the guy said, voyeuristic TV. We're going to the dark side for a while to see how these horrible people behave, and it's fantastic. And you always want to see the guys get their revenge.
Yeah,
it's absolutely
you do.
Delightful.
Absolutely.
I truly, truly enjoy it. Yes, Oscar.
Mike, as we wrap, did little Michael like his leapfrog present I gave you? I saw a text.
He loved
over the weekend.
It.
Yes.
I'll tell you all about that tomorrow. Okay. We'll do a whole segment on my son tomorrow because he does love it. It's just not age appropriate for him. And you know, Carly didn't look at the package and said, "Why don't we open that for him?" And now he's ruining it. But anyway, just tell him the truth. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Michael Maris Show.
Joe, we are entering our fifth year of doing the Rob and Joe Show. I think it's time we start to take things a little more seriously.
Yeah, we're smart. I mean, we should be talking about the election, the things that are important to this country.
Yeah, we should use our platform and our humor to shine a light on things that really actually matter. For example, this week we're debating who would you rather have sex with, Miley Cyrus or Kim Kardashian, 3 months pregnant.
3 months pregnant, Kardashian.
4 months.
Still Kardashian.
She just had the baby and she's holding it.
Easily Kardashian.
Yeah, no, duh. What are we?
I love babies.
Yeah, they're the best. Rob and Joe Show. New episodes every week. RobandJoeShow.com. Please subscribe on iTunes and check us out on the TMOS app.
That's voyeuristic television right there.
That's a good show.
Or maybe, who knows. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our audiobook, Open Mic, the audiobook. You're going to love it. Listen to the story of the Mike O'Mara Show as read by the authors as I try to get Robin Joe's promo out of my head.
Yeah.
And think about Joe and Kim Kardashian holding a baby.
Yeah, and imagine that Kim Kardashian is 7 feet tall.
Yes, that's
get off me.
It's Mike, Rob, and Oscar in their own words, the entire book, and then some. Hear the whole story, the inside scoop, told by the people who lived it.
One of my favorite stories, it actually dates back pre the Mike O'Mara Show, but one of the times that Mike got in trouble bad.
Mike called the hotel as Regis Philbin himself. The hotel clerk rejoined the call with a perplexing statement. Mr. Philbin, I have Mr. Philbin on the line.
Who is this?
This is Regis.
No, this is Regis.
No, this is Regis.
The segment was never rebroadcast.
We weren't allowed to. True story. That actually happened. It's Open Mic, the audiobook. Only $6.99 now available. Download it instantly on iTunes or at MikeO'MaraShow.com. You're going to love what you hear, and we love doing it, and we hope you buy lots of copies.
News.
Jared Fogle's foundation to help battle childhood obesity did little but raise the Subway pitchman's profile, USA Today reports. According to tax records, the Jared Fogle Healthy Lifestyle Nationwide School Grant Program spent an average of just $73,000 annually between 2009 and 2013 and never issued a grant. This is a scumbag.
Yes.
A scumbag. Absolutely. Of scumbags right here. 60% of the nonprofit's documented expenditures went to executive director Russell Taylor, who's 43 and now jailed on child pornography charges. Just bad people doing bad things.
A lot of stuff falling into place, huh?
Yeah, yeah, it really is. 26% went to who knows where. So that's the story about Jared, and no updates on what he's dealing with, but he's got a long haul ahead of him as well. Dozens of women bared their breasts and marched in New York for topless rights. You know, why didn't this happen when we were in New York City? That's the only thing I wanted to say.
True enough.
Part of a coordinated worldwide Go Topless Day. Why are we reporting this after the fact when our listeners could have benefited with a little heads up on this particular thing?
True enough.
The march in New York, where it has been legal for women to go topless in public since 1992. Thank you, Hillary. Aimed to desexualize female toplessness. Desexualize it. And take a stand for a woman's right to bare her breasts. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If you were really going for desexualizing female toplessness, how many years do you think that would take in American society? You think it would take a year or 6 months of women just constantly showing their boobs?
20
to
years.
Desexualize?
I would say
20 years.
20 years.
Probably for a man, men our age, a good 6 months.
You think that quickly?
I think it might be months. I think we'd see if we saw them everywhere. We might, but that isn't part of. Yes.
How many adult sites have you been to?
Me?
Yes.
In total, probably over the years, probably four.
Yeah, four,
you
right?
Know, I go back to the
same ones. But how many times have you
ones.
Gone back and be like, I've seen that, seen that, seen that, seen
oh,
that.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right? However, that's how these boobs would be. Be like, eh.
However,
yeah, no.
Noel, earmuffs. When you're walking down the street. And
that was sexist right there.
No,
that,
I just.
That
I,
was
I
so, but it was so diminishing. Noel, earmuffs.
That's I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear this. But, you know, you see a million girls walking down the street fully clothed.
Yes.
And you still look at their ass, and it's a sexual object. And it's right there clothed.
Oh,
and that
I
goes
know.
Back.
I respect them. I say, yeah. That's a woman walking to work.
That's exactly what I do, too. You didn't fall into my trap. But
so
still,
what's the point?
I think,
what's your point?
My point is that it's still going to be sexual whether you see them or not because they are part of the sexual physique of a woman.
There's about three or four yoga studios here right by the
Can
studio.
I just figured this out. Oh, boy, this I don't want to get an idea like
yes.
This. I feel the same way about women doing this as I would about men doing this.
Yeah.
If it becomes desexualized, then keep your shirts on, okay? There's a guy on the side of the road up here the other day selling blueberries, and he's got a wife beater on. And I looked at that thing, and I said, you know what? I don't want to go up and get your pit-smelling blueberries because you look like crap. Put a normal shirt
here.
On when you're selling your blueberries.
Is he in shape?
No, he was skinny, aww. And he had those kind of spaghetti arms, and it grossed me out.
Look like
and
Pony?
We just drove right
thanks.
By him. Yes, it's like Pony selling blueberries with a tank top on.
Mike, we actually have our live correspondent at the tail end of the parade in New York. We're going now live to Mike McIntosh covering the parade in New York City. Mac, can you hear us?
I'm thinking full bush.
Okay.
Well, thank you very
not a very good report.
So they were taking a stand for women's rights to bare her breasts amid promises from New York Mayor Bill de Blasio to crack down on topless panhandlers in Times Square. Where were these people? Come on now. I don't understand.
All we had was the naked cowboy, and he sucked.
The topless marchers, which some reports counted at up to 300, held signs bearing slogans including, women's breasts are family-friendly, desexualize boobies. Nadine Gary, president of the parade's organizer to Go Topless, said de Blasio's blasting of the Times Square performance is unacceptable and reinforces the stigma against women going shirtless in public. I'm all for her. I hope
there
she
go.
Does very well with her cause. We've heard that the assets of Megan Fox and Brian Austin Green will be split 50-50 because that's the law in California. Now we also know that Brian would get spousal support, and this is why. TMZ says Brian has been suffering from vertigo ever since he
man.
And Megan got hit head-on by a drunk driver last December, and it's left him pretty much unable to work. Right after the accident, Brian said he thought he was okay. He was wrong. In fact, the last credit on his IMDb page is 54 episodes of Charlie Sheen's Anger Management, which ended its run on December 22nd. Sources say he has trouble just getting out of bed.
Debilitating, Mike. I actually joked about vertigo about a friend, and I talked to him personally, and he explained to me exactly what he had to go through, and I felt horrible for even making
tough.
A joke about it. Really debilitating.
Even though Megan filed for divorce on Friday, she and Brian are still living together for the time being.
That
anyway,
bitch.
So
I thought he'd be living large on that 90210 money.
No, the minute he gets vertigo, she's out.
Out, gone. Yeah, that's right.
Kind of sucks. David Spade has had it rough when it comes to women. In a candid interview in September's issue of Details, Spade says Jack Nicholson boldly stole his then girlfriend Lara Flynn Boyle from under his nose.
Wow.
Nicholson asked Lara Flynn Boyle out in front of me while we were all smoking a doob somewhere, Spade said.
Hey, we're all smoking a doob.
She got mad because I didn't stick up for her, the SNL alum added. I said, I've been in this town long enough to know when I'm outranked. You're either going to go out with him or you're not. She goes, no way. He's worse than Trump. That's funny that Trump's in this
book.
Things took an interesting twist when, according to Spade, Boyle and Nicholson were involved in a car crash, and she crawled out of the sunroof and yelled, I have a boyfriend. I can't be here. Spade is now 51, said he got a call from the Inquirer about the snafu. That's how I found out, he revealed. She and I didn't talk too much after that. Yeah, guess you're busted with old Jack.
That's right.
How about that dude?
Bye-bye.
Way to go.
His attitude, though.
Yeah.
You
absolutely.
Know what? Everybody always, when he gets into interviews, they always question how he meets such beautiful women.
Right.
It's that type of attitude.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
look.
The blasé attitude, yeah.
Look, if you want to go date Jack Nicholson, do your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
Can you believe he's 51?
51 years old. Still look like I'm 11 years old.
I was going to say, I still get carded.
Doctors of the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota just published a report about a woman who got a bad knee infection from flossing too much.
Floss your knee?
here's how this happens. That's what I thought because I'm stupid. She flossed so aggressively that her gums were bloody and fragile.
Oh. Hey, I'm bloody.
I'm fragile. That let bacteria get in, traveled through her bloodstream and into her knee. She had a knee replacement, so the area was weak and susceptible to an infection. Sorry, I flossed too much today.
Oh, dear.
Luckily, doctors were able to open up her knee and remove as much bacteria as they could.
Ooh.
They say it's the first case where overflossing caused an infection in a joint replacement in the U.S., but it's happened a few times before in other parts of the world. So even if you're healthy, you know, with your gums, don't overdo it because it can get nasty. All right. And now a little something something. There's a town in Scotland called Rothesay on the coast of an island called Bute. And they have a big sign at their port to welcome visitors both in English and Gaelic. Unfortunately, they just realized that when they translated it, Bute became bold, B-H-O-L-D, which in Gaelic means penis. So anyone who comes to the island and speaks Gaelic will read the signs as "Welcome to Penis Island."
Nice.
They're working on getting a new sign now. The good news is that's where Todd Moore and Oscar Santana are planning their next business trip. We'll take a break, everybody. Back with the Audio Vault. Welcome to Penis Island with Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael O'Mara Show.
Hey there, Brendan Stopper here from WGMU Radio Camp. When I'm not at camp, I like learning about boats.
Boat.
Fruit fritters.
Fruit fritters.
And a lot more. There's no better way to do this than to purchase a TMOS bonus show package.
Oh yeah, I love those guys with stay-at-home dad Mike O'Mara.
Well, gotta go get my bonus show package. See you next year, Brendan.
Go to MikeOmaraShow.com and get your package now.
Because 5 hours a week
just ain't enough.
Mike O'Mara, Radio.
All right, I'm going to put this out. I'm going to put this out right now. Yeah. I believe I am looking for the youngest possible promos. I want young people
kids
doing promos for our show. Yes.
Love it.
And it could be for the bonus show or the audiobook. Either one, we'll take it. Welcome back to the show. Don't let the summertime temperatures fool you. Fall right around the corner. Back to school time. Kids hate it, but mom and dad are tickled pink because it's easy to stock up on all your school time essentials at Amazon.com. For example, I was talking about Fargo just the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I bought my Fargo through Amazon on the Mike O'Mara show page. That's how I got it. You can do it too. Anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, whether it's video content. Oh, by the way, check out the wonderful content on Amazon. Your video content there is absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you go through our page, we get a percentage. So if you're shopping Amazon anyway, please shop in a way that helps us out. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best way to support this show. So next time you need to buy anything, go to MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon and click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and we appreciate that. Thanks, cousins. Let's open up the Audio Vault for Tuesday, August 25, 2015. Rob Spiewak.
Do you remember the bonus show a few weeks back? We played the Rob Spiewak pubic hair challenge, which had nothing to do with my pubic hair.
Yes.
But I was hosting the game show, and I thought I had provided plenty of information about who does what where, right?
Well, it was a fascinating show because when I saw that on the sheet you sent me, I was immediately terrified.
Of course.
It was the Rob Spiewak. You know, I was just saying, thank God I'm not in the studio.
Exactly.
Then I found out it was just a quiz about who does what.
I was hosting. That's all it was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, last week, this was brought to my attention that on the weird sort of strange island known as the 9 o'clock hour of the Today Show, where all entertainment goes to die, it was being hosted by Tamron Hall, hot. Natalie Morales, not hot. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, Christian Bale was in with them.
Oh.
And it was,
really?
Yeah. No. Not Christian Bale. Who was the guy that
Lehner?
Was
Lehner?
No, he was in Gleaming the Cube. And
he was in Pump Up the Volume.
Yeah, that guy.
Christian Slater.
Christian Slater, forgive
Christian
me.
Christian Slater. Big Christian. Difference between Slater and Bale.
This is why I corrected myself. So
They're amateurs.
So they're all talking about what you would do for your friends. And this moment happened with Tamron Hall. And I watched it 6 times because I truly did not foresee this happening.
A new survey asked 1,500 people what they were willing to do for their friends.
Some of the answers. 84% of women willing to help their girlfriends in the waxing department. Wow. That happened to me. I've had that happen.
With a girlfriend? So,
well, I was trying to wax myself, and I didn't have the nerve.
Ouch.
It's inflicting pain, and your brain doesn't want you to.
This is Tamron Hall telling this story, just so you know.
Thank you, Rob. Okay. Thank you very much,
About,
Rob.
Like, the Brazilians.
Uh-huh. And so I call on Skype. I Skype my friend.
You hooked your friend with the Brazilian?
No, I was Brazilian myself. And so I call her. No,
sure. Wait, on Skype?
And so I said, I need you to count
this
me down.
A great story.
And so I said, three. No, true story. So she goes, 3, 2, 1,
wait,
yank.
Wait.
But I couldn't yank.
This was on Skype.
This
on Skype. I'm sure
really...
you're perfectly safe.
Yeah.
In this world of hacking and I'm sure no one will ever see this.
Well, this is before I realized people could grab screen grabs.
Are you nuts?
Well, a little.
Is that a trick question? But this was Brazil.
Why are you giving yourself
nuts.
A Brazilian?
Yeah.
Because I
that's incredible.
Come on.
I know.
Now, here's the best part.
Way to go, Christian Slater. Yeah. I mean, really, I think he picked up on the comedy there. Natalie, just watching.
Of course.
Natalie, terrified and just watching. You can tell. That's her contribution to that kind of, she can't handle that.
And absolutely at that moment, they turned the camera around. There was a troop of children in there watching the show. I said, this is the greatest thing that's happened since they had the monkey on the set of the Today
that's
Show.
That's too damn funny.
It was
that's
amazing.
Great.
And also something to think about when you watch Tamron Hall.
Yes, that is for sure. Boy, and Skyped it with a friend.
Yes.
Just imagine the body position you had to get
she
in.
She must
to do
be
that.
Really flexible.
Yeah, or
I was just
really
say
long
that.
Cord yeah. on the video camera.
On the webcam.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Dave Chappelle. We always, you know, he's a great comic, but you always wonder where comics start. They don't just burst onto the scene and be funny. Dave Chappelle, one of his earliest performances, we found in 1990, he was in a AIDS PSA made for high school students. So let's hear this PSA made for high school students. Dave Chappelle, you'll recognize the voice.
Telling you, man, she wants me. She wants me. She came up to me. She goes, David, I want you.
Oh, she did.
She sure did, man.
Man, people been telling me she been shooting up IV drug user, man. She might have got AIDS. AIDS kills.
Kills some people. Maybe she does, man.
It can kill you, too.
Look, I'd like to die that way.
So that's not a great PSA, but at least Dave Chappelle.
Straight acting, though, right? Yeah. He's doing the straight acting.
Yeah, but it
thing.
Makes
yes,
sense though. That this PSA would be filmed probably in the D.C. area, and he went right to school right down the street at the Duke Ellington School of Arts.
At least he didn't rap on the PSA.
Mm.
Oh, wait. He did.
Here it is. The disease called AIDS, so we got to keep in check. The way we behave, it hits men and women and the young ladies. Rich and poor, gay or straight, and the babies. There's too much ignorance, folks don't know the deal. Never once thinking how the victims must feel. Because when you're well, they say they love you so much. But as soon as you're sick, they're afraid to touch.
So that's where Dave Chappelle got one of his first acting gigs. I found it pretty fascinating.
Sounds like Rofo's doing that right.
Wow. Rofo will be shooting his PSA later.
We've all started somewhere.
Mike, and you know that's what? True. I feel remiss. It's Tuesday already, and I didn't mention that over the weekend, it was Sing-A-Song Saturday. Did you celebrate?
No, didn't have a chance to.
They did celebrate Sing-A-Song Saturday at the Crab Stand. It's been a while since we've heard from
Kaz. Oh, the Crab Stand.
Hey, folks, it's Kaz out here at the Crab Stand. Look, it's Sing-A-Song Saturday. What does that mean? You know what it means here at the Crab Stand. We're going to sing a little crabby jingle. So let's get this show on the road today, folks, here at the Crab Stand.
1, 2, 3. In the summertime, where the weather is fine, you can sit right down and eat crabs all the time. In the summertime,
I love this guy.
You got crabbies on your mind.
Da, 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 da.
You can crack your little rabbit claws. You can smack your lips all day long at the crab stand. You got crabbies on your mind.
Yeah, folks, let's make it happen. The weather is absolutely beautiful. The perfect day for eating crabs. Well, every day is a perfect day for eating crabs. But today, the weather is phenomenal. So get on out here. We love you.
Peace and crabs.
And he's there with his sidekick. They're both sitting on a cooler, and they're reading the lyrics from a spiral-bound notebook because, you know, they couldn't memorize them.
No, don't do that. Don't make that effort.
Anyway, shout out to Kaz at the Crab Stand.
Nice. Kaz at the Crab Stand. Hello.
Big news last night, Mike, on WWE Monday Night Raw. On SummerSlam was Sunday night, and John Cena was wrestling, and you know who interfered with his match?
John Stewart.
John Stewart, and prevented Cena.
And by the way, I had to really, really scour the internet because I guess WWE protects their brand like nobody's business.
They got a tighter belt buckle than Disney when it comes to content. They are crazy. So last night, after messing up Cena on Sunday night, he went and approached John Cena in the ring, and last night on WWE Raw, he got the attitude adjustment. John Cena body slammed John Stewart.
Oh! Kind of like the moment you had last night.
It was my
moment. When you just
tonight
ran out.
This is your moment.
And did what you felt you had to do.
I had to do it.
I understand that.
I appreciate that.
So I know you're going to understand this, because right now, I'm just going to do what I got to do.
Oh, no!
That's John Stewart.
John Cena.
Let him down, John.
With an elbow to John Stewart. Down goes Stewart.
And what was so great, it was obviously a real wrestling move, but as he's laying there in pain, John Stewart pulls his shirt down so you can't see his stomach. That is your measured audio ball.
Do you know
Mike?
What somebody told me over the weekend?
What's that?
A friend of my brother-in-law's told me that they ran my Jon Stewart Adolf Hitler bit as Larry King on NPR.
No,
kidding.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I had to find that out at dinner. Anyway, that's it.
Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show is come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with us, send a letter or package to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message into tomorrow's Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. We rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend about our audiobook, about the bonus shows, all the good stuff we do here at TMOS. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.